Blog Talk Radio.
Now too many nights have passed me by, and too many mornings fill my eyes, still wet with the tears that I cry for you. Oh, come back, be there,
come back to me.
Sun. Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 46-716-7106. That number again is 716-7106. Guys, we got a lot at the top today. First of all, let's talk a little bit, real quick, about what's going on with the North Carolina teachers. Allie, do we think that that was enough? I don't think it's enough. I'm gonna be honest. I don't know how many people took them. Since, you know, it was over 20,000 people. I told you guys last week's show that there has to be some strong push for a new kind of community leader. Guys, there has to be individuals who really care about what's going on in the school system that is willing to step up and make things happen in the community that should be happening all along. I'm telling y'all, the people that you got in leadership right now, they are not the ones that are doing what should be happening in the community right now. To me, I think that they are not great leaders. But you got some out there, and you got to stand behind them. Now, the rally happened last week, and it was very successful. But guys, I'm telling you, it can't stop with the rally. There's got to be a lot more that has to happen in order for this to be successful. I listen to people talk, and I listen now to people who's in education speak about shit happen. And some of it's downright sad. Some of it is because there are people that we know don't follow up and do what they should do when it comes to their students, their children in school. Look, I'm talking to the parents right now. Stop giving these principals and other people who are with your children 7 hours of the day or more a break. Parents, we got to get involved. We got to start knowing what's going on with our children in the classroom. We got to know what kind of grades they're having. We got to know what kind of shortcomings they're having. We got to know how they're being treated in the classroom and how they're treating other people. And if we don't start paying attention to what's going on in our classroom with our young people, then I promise you there's going to be more confusion. You know, I saw a video. I don't know how true it is, but I saw a video of someone, supposed to be a teacher, hitting on another student or something like that. I mean, not hitting on the student. He body slammed the student because the student rushed him, and the teacher defended himself. Now, I listened, and I made a couple of comments on it, but I listened to a lot of people's comments about that. And a lot of people were so quick to say something about the kid shouldn't have never, and I agree, the kid shouldn't never have a charge, never should have charged at that teacher in a threatening manner. But you know what? Once that teacher got that child off him, he should have never punched him or any of that. And you got people who have these really big ideas of what should have happened in that video. And I don't know if the video is true or not, but the concept is enough to talk about. But you got these people who think that just because that child rushed that teacher should have done that. I don't agree with that. I agree once the teacher got himself out of, or herself out of danger, it was time to back off, not throw punches with a child. But these are the things that happen, and they happen a lot. And our parents are not making this known to the school. We have to really, truly find out what's going on with our students in school. We have to hold our children accountable. And at the same time holding our children accountable, we got to hold the teachers and the staff and all that accountable that are with our children, that we trust with our children. Guys, we got all the power in the community, but we don't utilize it. So at what point in time are we going to realize, yes, this is something that we need to do. We need to come together as one. And we need to fight for education, fight for pay, which that's a big thing too. But we need to fight for education. If we don't get our children educated in the right manner, I'm trying to tell you that this is not going to end good. My children are going to be out here without jobs. They're going to be out there without any hope of what they should do when they leave school, if they make it. While we are sitting at home and not paying attention to what's going on with their grades, and there's no excuse. There's no excuse on a parent's point of view or a parent's part to why they should not know what's going on with their kids' grades. It's on the internet, as the school website, that is, what they call it, Power School or something like that. Why do we not know what's going on with our kids' grades? But when our kids bring home an F, we are the first ones to start yelling at the teacher. And then the teacher asks us, have you been looking at his grades lately? And you got this dumbfounded look on your face. I've seen it happen. Guys, we got to prepare ourselves better than that. We got to. On today's show, guys, we're going to have a young lady. Her name is Amal Al-Yasiri. She is she was on the Discovery Channel show Naked and Afraid, and we're going to talk to her and find out why and how. I want to know why she went on the show, but then we're going to find out how she was able to make it 21 days in the wilderness down in Florida. And I think time Hurricane Irma was touching Florida. But she's tough. She's tough. And like I said, she was on Discovery Channel's hit show, Naked and Afraid, and she'll be joining us roughly about 15, 20 minutes. So I'm excited for you guys to be able to hear her her journey on that show and what she's got going on now. Number to call, 646-716-7106. Guys, we're not going to continue to wrap our minds around what we can do or what we should be doing when it comes to education. We're gonna come up with some solutions of what we're gonna do, because this has to stop. We have to be able to come together and try to make something happen. Good for once and for all. With all the bad going on, we got a lot of stupidity going on in our world right now. We need to really start looking at changing some things. And I got some announcements about the show. We're going to take the show to another level, and I'm hoping that you guys are really, really paying attention to what's going on. So number to call, 646-716-7106. The Definite Live today with Jack.
Fly away. my grasp, but life's quicksand, be mad turbulent. Never falling off, I push on, cause it's urgent and mandatory. It ain't about the fame and the glory, but the struggle to stay on top takes muscle. Hustle every day, swinging a 9 to 5. My life is paycheck to paycheck, tears and sweat. No time for friends that wanna think and become foes. I roll solo down the yellow brick road. The sign up ahead states my future's 80 miles away. I'm trying to reach my destination before day. Hey, how you doing? I'm just passing through. While all the while I'm checking my rear view for any sudden moves. Problems, they took them in to try and outbox me. My name is Drake Rock, cause the road's always been rocky. I give the finger to the Grim Reaper. It's not my time to die, so I'm saying bye, bye, bye. Escapism is a miserable.
Mentors Inspiring Males for Success provides new hope for males ages 6 through 17 in the Gaston County and surrounding areas. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success strives to inspire participants to spiritually, mentally, and culturally grow to achieve personal and social accountability. For more information, contact Glenn Bratton at 704-524-4058. Again, that's 704-524-4058. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success. Gastonia's hope for the future.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Now go get him, Daddy.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call 646-716-7106. Guys, I really appreciate you taking the time to hang with me today. We've had some rough stuff going on, and I don't know what the world we had audio-wise going on, but it's okay. I think we're okay right now. And it's just in time because for those of you who are just joining us, I need for you to go back and check out the opening monologue. We're talking a little bit about what's going on in North Carolina with the education and why it's so important that you guys really continue to make sure that what you are doing is mattering in your community. Don't waste time. Education is not something that we need to waste time with. Our children need that education, and we need to do everything within our power to make sure that we set them up for success. I don't want to be a part of their failure. We get a little knowledge and discipline, I'm telling you, to go a long way. And speaking of discipline, my first guest, guys, I was really amazed with her tenacity on Discovery Channel's hit show Naked and Afraid. I'm really, really excited to be able to expose you or her to you guys, my listening audience. And I want you to just sit back, relax, and just enjoy the moment and see if we can't make some sense of some of the things that we've been privy to on this show. So without further ado, I want to welcome to the show none other than Miss Amal Al-Yasiri from the TV show Naked and Afraid. How you doing? I hope I didn't ruin your last name.
No, you actually did really well.
Oh, my goodness. How are you doing? I'm so glad that you were able to talk to us on the show at such a short notice. I really appreciate that.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for having me.
Now, Naked and Afraid, I am a huge fan, I just don't know if I could do it. I think it's badass. I really do. I think it's just beyond.
Thank you.
Yeah, it is. If you can, tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and all that stuff.
So I am actually a refugee. I am originally from Iraq. I came to the United States when I was 10 years old. So I have lived the best and the worst of both worlds, you could say.
Wow.
Let's see. Yeah, I'm a mother of three. You know, I'm an avid book reader, and I love everything about life. I mean, that's basically me.
Yes, and I really see that in your personality on the show and just through the pictures and everything that you put on your social media sites. I see that.
Thank you.
Now, what made you want to get on the TV show Naked and Afraid?
So, honestly, it started out as a joke between my fiancé and I because we watch it all the time. And he was like, I was watching an episode one time, and I was like, oh, I would do this differently, and I would do this. And he was like, there's no way you would survive out there. And I was like, I think I could do it. And he's like, no, there's no way. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to apply and see. So I applied, and then they contacted me, you know, very quickly. And they're like, hey, you want to get on the show? And, you know, it was a long process, and I was like, yeah, put me on there. So at that point, it was like, okay, I have to now stick to my word. So,
wow. Yeah. When you say it's a long process, what type of process do you have to go through? If you can talk about it. If you can't, we understand. But what kind of process do you have to go through?
Well, I mean, I don't know if I could talk too much about it, but I can tell you that it's not one of those things where they just pick somebody and they're like, hey, I think you'll be good. Let's put you on there. You have to go through a lot of mental tests. You have to go through a lot of, you know, physical things just to make sure that you're mentally prepared to do something like this.
Yeah,
so it's
I
not
can
just
imagine.
One of those. A lot of people think that people are picked by just, you know, they look at you and they're like, oh, you're pretty. We're going to put you on this show. That's not how it works.
Right. You're a tough little cookie. I'm telling you, because there is no way in the world that I could have eaten a snake.
Thank you. There's actually a lot more that we ate that just didn't really get shown. But yeah.
But I guess
I never thought I would.
If you're put in that situation, I guess that you'll eat anything you can get your hands on.
Yeah, you know, you would be really surprised at what you will, like, do when you're out there and when you're, like, just scared and you're hungry and you just want to survive. Like, you don't even question yourself anymore. You just get to the point where you're like, I don't care what's in front of me. I need to eat it. I need to drink it so I can survive another day. Like,
now,
nothing is gross out there.
Now, I know that TV does it no justice, but how dark does it really get out in the middle of those woods?
Oh, my God. It gets so dark to where you put your hand in front of your face and you can't even see it.
Oh, yeah. See, I'd be screaming. I'd be.
Yeah.
You know what? They would probably put me on the comedy bloopers edition because I would I would lose my mind out there. I just can't do it. Starting that fire, I just can't do it.
It's definitely crazy, and it's definitely one of those things that you have to be very mentally strong. I feel like if you go in there with all kinds of survival skills, obviously that's going to benefit you. But if you're not mentally strong, there's no way of finishing it.
Now, you went the full 21 days, correct?
Yes.
And you guys, with your partner, was awesome. But you guys was there in Florida when Hurricane Irma come through, correct?
Yes.
Well, how was that experience itself?
Okay, so that was terrifying because when you go into the show, you know that you're going to be out there and you need to get food, water, and shelter to survive. You know, that was the main mm-hmm. things that we were focusing on. But then mm-hmm. after we're in there, they're like, oh, by the way, a hurricane is here. That's an element that none of us can prepare for, that none of us can train for.
Right.
So at that moment, you get to questioning yourself, like, why am I here? What am I doing? I'm not trying to actually die on the show. I need to get back home to my family. So
right.
I really think I've been through a war zone. I've been through a lot of stuff, and that was probably one of the scariest things I have been through.
Wow. Well, yeah. Was it not? Okay, so I'm getting ready to ask the creepy questions. Was it not strange undressing? And is that strange?
Strange is not even a word for it. I really don't know what word I would use. It's super uncomfortable, like super just, I don't know, like you start questioning yourself for so many different reasons. You know,
yeah.
like, why do I have to get undressed to showcase my skills? And why am I doing this? And I don't know who this person is. And this camera guy is following me. Like, it's really awkward. It's like, imagine be going on your first date in high school and like all her brothers and all her dads are there watching you at the same time. Like, it's just, I don't know, super weird.
So since being on the show, how has that changed your life?
So being on the show has changed my life in a lot of different ways, but I think the main way, the one that I absolutely love, is that I have reached out, or a lot of people have reached out to me that have felt mm-hmm. oppressed or felt like they couldn't do something because of their rules or their religion or because of their spouses, mm-hmm. and they have mm-hmm. actually thanked me for getting on there because they're like, you've made a difference. You've allowed me to be able to step out of my comfort zone because you did in such a big way.
Yes,
and
that's
to
huge.
Me, that's huge. Yeah,
that's really huge. You have touched people that you probably will never meet and mm-hmm. probably won't even know, but you have touched people just by, you know, completing that 21-day, which I know it probably felt like a year being out there for 21 days.
Yeah,
I just kudos to you. I don't know if
you.
I can do it at all. I would literally be crazy myself.
Yeah. It was definitely scary. I mean, it really helped that we had an amazing, you know, crew out there with the cameras, amazing medics out there. You know, they did so much to make sure we were safe. You know, if we got cuts and bruises and stuff, like, that helped a lot. But it was still one of those situations that, I don't know, like, if you had asked me 2 years ago, I'd been like, no, why would I do that? I'm not crazy. But
now
you take me back, and I'm ready for it.
Now, would you consider, I don't know what your fiance will say, but would you consider a couple's Naked and Afraid episode if it ever comes to that?
I don't think I would, because I feel like if I want to marry him, I probably don't want to be in that environment with him.
Yeah.
Because I think it brings out parts of you that you didn't know were there, and parts of you that in a like normal setting would never come out. So I just don't want to hate him, and I don't want him to hate me at the end of the day. So I don't think I would do it. Plus, he likes a lot of food, so there's no way we could do it.
That's smart. That's smart. I understand that. Now, since you've been on Naked and Afraid, has that opened any doors for you career-wise? Is there anything that you're working on now that you know, the listeners should be looking out for?
There is a few things I am working on. I'm just not allowed to say much about it yet.
Gotcha.
But I mean, the one thing I can say is by this time next year, I'm hoping to have a book published.
Okay.
So
okay.
and that
Good
will tell
you.
A lot more about my life story, because a lot of people don't know, you know, more about where I came from and what happened, and it's a very long story. So that's gonna come out, and I'm really excited about that.
Well, you have
but
this show
it has
as
opened
a
lot of doors.
Yes, whenever you need this show, you have it as a platform. We would love to hear about anything that you got going on, and we definitely are going to follow you because there's just something about you. There's something
Thank
about you
so
that
much.
Made me reach out. That made me reach out to you. You know, and I've watched this show from the very beginning, and I just there's just something about you. I
really
can't
appreciate that.
On it. So I think that you have a knack for reaching people. I think people need to hear your story, and mm-hmm. I'm really, really excited to see where this little door that has opened for you continues to take you. 'Cause,
thank you so much.
very good stuff coming from you, but I just don't know if I could do it. I just don't know if I could.
I think you could. I think you'd be surprised in what you could do when you're forced to do it.
Oh my goodness! If they ever have a Naked and Afraid radio host edition, I don't know if I'm. I don't know if I'm signing up. I'll probably sign up.
And then I think I'm going to sign you up.
just get your handkerchiefs out, because I will probably keep you rolling with all of the buffoonery that will go on with me, especially in the middle of the night.
You know what? That's
dark,
needed. Like, laughter is the best thing to have. And honestly, that reminds me. Me and my partner out there, Duke, which I'm sure you know, you've seen the episode. We laughed a lot, like a lot. If it wasn't for his personality and like just the way he was joking around about stuff, just making it very easy and fun out there, I think it would have made it that much harder. But it was, we had a lot of fun.
You know what, though? You have to laugh if you get stung by a bee like he did.
I think I was laughing. I don't know if he was laughing so much, but I was probably on the floor almost dying laughing for a good couple hours.
Your response was so classic when you said, this is very awkward, but let me see.
Yeah, I mean, I felt bad, you know. It's like I have to check on him, because when you're out there, it's you and your partner, so you have to take care of each other. So it's like,
you got to have each other's back.
Yeah, and I needed to see to be able to see if I had to call the medic or not. So I was just like, okay, I guess let me, you know, check it out. And it was super awkward. You know, even then I couldn't stop laughing.
For the person that is watching the show, and it might not be something you can talk about, but there are safety measures in case, like, a bear come out and try to attack you guys or something like that. There are safety measures out there, aren't they?
I mean, it depends on what your version of a safety measure is. So at night, the crew leaves, and there's nobody there with us.
Oh, man,
so
yeah.
We have a walkie-talkie. So if, you know, if there isn't that kind of emergency, we can call them, and they can, you know, come down to see what they can do. But if a bear is attacking us at that exact moment, a walkie-talkie is not going to be enough to get them to us in time. So I promise you, the fear is very real.
Oh, yeah. I would be on the bloopers, because I would act a complete idiot out there. they would probably turn the walkie off on me, because I would call them every 15 minutes and ask them they're still there.
Yeah, I was pretty scared. Like, almost every night I would sleep and it would be, like, really close to my hand. I'm like, and then the one time that there was a bear, like, really, like, right outside of our camp.
Yeah.
And Duke decides he wants to go outside to make noises to scare it. And I was like, this guy is tripping. There's a bear out here and he just wants to go outside. Like, no, I'm going to stay in here and I'm just not going to die today.
Now, have you ever been that far into Florida? Have you ever been in that area in Florida before?
No, I went to Florida about maybe 3-4 years ago with my children to Disney World, and that was it. So I've never, like, been into the wood part of it. I've never been out there.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
It was crazy. It's beautiful, though, I mean, but I tell you what, I will never complain about a mosquito bite ever.
Oh,
ever.
I know you won't. I know you won't. I just I don't know how you do it. That's why I say you are the toughest female that I know, and that is one remarkable feat to do that for 21 days. My hat's off to both
crazy.
Of you guys.
Thank
to both
you.
Of you guys. Well, I tell you what, I know that you have things going on, and I know that you're getting ready, you know, to go out of town. I don't want to hold you, but I really, truly appreciate you from the bottom of my heart of coming on this show, and you have this
I
show.
I seriously appreciate
platform.
You having me.
Oh, you
I
have
really
it as
a
platform.
You
whenever you need it. Whenever you
thank
need
you.
It. So thank you for coming on the show. And I definitely want to keep in contact so we can figure out the next move for you.
Yes, please keep in contact. There's a lot of big things coming up. So, and I want everybody to know, I just can't really say anything right now. So keep in contact with me and you'll be one of the first to know.
Got you. Well, I appreciate it. And thank you for coming on the show. And we definitely will connect again off the air.
All right. Well, thank you so much for having me. You have a wonderful night.
All right. Safe travels to you.
Thank you.
All right. Number to call, 646-716-7106. You guys, I'm telling you, if you haven't watched this show, you better watch it, because this show is absolutely amazing. I cannot begin to tell you how awesome this show is and how awesome some of the people are. But in particular, go back and watch Amal and Duke's show that they have on Discovery. You can go on demand and watch it. And I promise you, you guys are going to say, man, these people got something I ain't got. And I'll tell you, that's guts. Because I tell you, I don't know if I could do it. But, you know, like she says, you never know what you can do when your back's against the wall and you have to be brave. So definitely check it out. It's Naked and Afraid on Discovery Channel. I think they come on Sunday nights, new episodes on Sunday nights. And I really think that it's going in a direction that we really, really need to. Number to call 646-716-7106. You guys are definitely live in a day. Okay.
What's up, family? This is your boy D-Lo, and you are now live in the day with Jay. Peace.
You are now listening to Lively Day with Jay. Now go get him, Daddy.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 646-716-7106. Guys, real quick, thank you, South Philly, Chicago, Little Rock, Arkansas, Bakersville, California, Houston, and can't forget Tacoma, Washington. Thank you guys for picking up the show, continuing to support the show. I really appreciate it, and I think we're going to do some great things. I was telling you earlier that we have some things going on with the show that's going to take us to another level, and I'm definitely wanting to take you guys with me. There's a great opportunity, and hopefully I will be able to expound on that a little bit more on Monday, maybe Monday or Tuesday, but it's some good stuff on with the show. We're going to be in front of a lot of viewers, a lot of listeners, that is, and a lot more than I am now. And, you know, we have a lot of listeners now, but I can't begin to tell you how much of a transition this show is getting ready to make. And I can't wait to take you guys with me. The call is 646-716-7106. Now, before we were talking to Amal, who was on the TV show on Discovery Channel, we were talking a little bit about the education in North Carolina. We were talking about the teachers' rally last week and how much they gained from going to the state capitol and marching and demanding for better pay and better working conditions. This, but look, there's a lot of stuff that needs to happen in our own backyards, with our own families, with our children, with following what they are doing in school. I'm telling you, if we don't pay attention to what's going on with our kids in school, nobody's going to be able to help them. We got to give them some knowledge and discipline, guys. We got to quit this making sure that the children are right all the time, because all the time our children are not right. Sometimes our children go to school really what the teachers are saying they are doing, and that's nothing. And if you're not taking care of keeping up with what's going on with your kids' grades or what's going on with them in school, as far as the way they treat their teachers, the way the teachers are treating them, what the school has to offer them, if you're not keeping up with that stuff, then you're just lost. And your kids are going to be set up for failure. I promise you. At my children's school, they see my face all the time. And I know what my children are doing academic-wise because I keep up with their grades and I make sure that they are living up to the best of their potential. Because if I don't, then I have no credibility of going in and speaking to a teacher that I think is doing one of my children wrong, and I don't even know what grade they make. What kind of sense does that make? None. But you see it all the time. The second part of that, like I was saying, is we got to get away from the good old boy system. We got to start getting people in places of power that really have the interests of our young people. And if that means voting school board members off, then we need to do that. If that means voting state representatives out of office, then we need to do that. We need to put the people who have a interest in what we want for our young people in office. Come on, y'all, stop being so lazy. Start doing your homework and try to realize or find out who these people are that are running for office that are going to make decisions about your children, about my children, about our children and their future. If you don't care enough to find out who these people are before you start giving them votes, then guess what? Our children are going to be in a bad place. And that doesn't need to happen. It does not need to happen. But it's going to happen if we continue to fight about some of the craziest things that I've seen. A friend of mine who's actually listening to the show now said something a couple of days that really made me take a step back and think. And he was talking about how we argue over some of the most minute things that are thrown in front of us as distractions, like this newest computer guessing what it's saying. I can't remember what the two words are, but it's saying something, and you're supposed to pick one or the other and see which one it's saying. That, and there's people arguing over this on social media, just like they were arguing over the color of dress that was displayed a couple of years ago, whether it was blue or gold. That people argue over this stuff, and you know, those are smoke screens to me. And he was absolutely right when he said, you know, it's stupid. People fall for the most simple in life. We got hunger in this nation. We got our vets not being taken care of in this nation. We got education problems in this nation, bad education problems, from books to teacher pay to the way students act class, to teenage pregnancy, to teenage sexual transmitted diseases being passed amongst themselves. We got problems. But yet we choose to argue about we choose to argue about what a computer is saying. And I mean, really fall out with each other over it. I think it's absolutely amazing. But it's that kind of ideology that is not going to get to the next level. When it's not going to get our children to the next level. We got to do better than that. We have to do better than that. If not, like I said before, we're setting them up for failure. I don't have no parts of that. No parts of that. Number to call 646-716-7106. Come back and we'll close out the show.
Excuse me. I think you're the father of one of my kids.
Oh. Cancun. Spring Break 99.
What?
No.
No.
Oh.
Oops! Someone forgot to boost.
Excuse me. I think you're the father of one of my kids.
Oh, my daughter's in your art class. Sister Mary Catherine.
Yes.
Minute Maid enhanced with a 5 nutrient boost. Put good in, get good out.
Are you tired of that stubborn belly fat? Would you like to lose weight and change the way you live? Well, look no more. Contact health consultants Mr. Ernest and Ms. Tanja Owens at 980-245-6294 to take the Project 10 Challenge. That's 980-245-6294 to get your body back in shape. Again, that's 980-245-6294. Or to get more details, go to www.crunchtime.bodybyvi.com.
já operando abissais. Uma canoa astral de tempos ancestrais. Me vi de perto, no comum deserto. Errante, navegante no mar sem fim. Foi quando vi ela ancorar no cais. Do meu olhar, ela é a expressão da paz. É ardentia, pura simetria. Minha deusa Vênus.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call 646-716-7106. You guys definitely need to continue to check out the show. Like I said, I got a lot going on. For those of you who just joined us, you need to go back and listen to the show again. On my social media site, I will put up a link. Just a little while, I put up a link, and you can go on iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio.com, and you can check out the show. You need to check it out. We were joined today by Amal from the Discovery Channel's hit TV show Naked and Afraid. She gave us a lot of insight on how that show works, and I'm telling you, she's tough. You need to go back and watch her episode. She really made some things happen, stuff I couldn't do. I know I ain't taking my behind out there in the middle of the woods and sleep in the naked in the woods for nobody. I can promise you that. And she's tough. She's tough. So go back and check out the show and continue to check out the show and, you know, tell everybody about the show. The more support we get on the show, the better it's going to be when we stand in within a lot more stations than we're on right now. And I'm on quite a few stations right now, guys, across the nation. So you guys really need to continue to support the show. And now I'd like to take time now to thank everybody that continues to support the show. Without the show, guys, I would not be doing the show if it wasn't for you. I do the show for you because I want to give you the platform that you need to get anything out and about that's going on within our community or yourself. I want to get those things to you, and I do this show for you. So thank you for continuing to support the show and check out the show. I love you guys with the greatest love I know. That's the love of God, because he gives it to me each and every day. So, in saying that, I bid you guys peace, And I want you guys to check out the show. Tomorrow, we got a special live.